Is this the real Ireland? Is this the real Ireland? Ireland today is changing. And it's a changing island so, so fast. And I've even pictured it and seen it in my own ministry, that Ireland all around us is changing. And I have some stats just I would like to share with you this evening, just to outline some things, just to get our minds focused on. Population of Ireland is, should coming up on the screen. I was going to ask a question, but better not, in case the answer is behind me. But the population of Ireland is something in the region of 6.4 million people. Northern Ireland fits in at 1.8, and the Republic is sitting in at 4.6. Now, I have a number of stats here, and if you'd like to question them later, well, Andrew McNabb assures me that he's got these really down to a fine art here, but I'm just going to share with you the stats that I have here. Evangelical church attendance, assuming churches actually are evangelical, the real figure is probably much less than you see on the screen, at 20%. And if we're to break that down and work it again, in Northern Ireland, it would work out in the region of 41% attending, and in the Republic of Ireland, 1.4%. Let's move another little step further. Born outside of Ireland, something like 7.7% of our population. Breaking that down, it works in the region of 4.5% in Northern Ireland, and in the Republic, 11%. 1 in 11. 1 in 11 speak language other than English or Irish at home. Just a week ago, literally in a school in a place just outside Cork City, a place called St. Mary's School. I was just asking a child on the Wednesday what she was doing that afternoon, if she was getting her holidays. And she says, I'll be going to Lithuanian class from 3 till 5. And I'd never realized that as I was teaching. Some of you might know Andrea Quinn. A few of you have come down at camps. Andrea is teaching in a school in a little place called Lismore, County Waterford. Quite a small countryish area in Lismore, County Waterford. And Andrea's class of 20, I think it's 26 pupils she has, is full 26 are all non-Irish speaking. Gives us an idea of the changing Ireland that we're living in. They tell us that there's over 44 people groups, and they tell us that the most unreached groups are the Jews, Malaysians, Turks, and Urdus. Difficult, but not impossible. Difficult, but not impossible. And yet, in Matthew chapter 16 and verse 18, Jesus said, I will build my, didn't hear that, my church. Jesus said, I will build my church. Jesus said. So how are we to work for Christ as his people in this new Ireland? And just a couple of things to consider this evening. In this, or it is the church which will prevail, the Church of Jesus Christ. It's not CEF, and it's not any other organization, but it's the Church of Jesus Christ will prevail. And there are many wonderful stories of God using churches, revitalizing churches, and opening the doors for the planting of new churches. And we in CEF always want to work with the church and through the church and never against the church and never without the church. I heard recently that there's something like 10% less missionaries today in Ireland, but there's a number and an increasing number of new churches. And praise God for that. And there are many organizations working with the church across the island of Ireland. Many organizations. And where possible, CEF has been able to work with some of these organizations to provide training and support. And we have been able to learn from them in their areas of expertise. We are not alone in this endeavor to reach the lost of Ireland. And of course, This is a CEF Easter conference, and we better bring it back to CEF for a moment. And we're going to be focusing on the work of God and God's work that He's allowing us to be part of in this ministry. And under the banner of CEF, and CEF's main ministries are camps and good news clubs and CEA weeks and five-day clubs and so much more. And we're going to hear just a little flavor of this tonight. And we're not going to be able to even scratch it in some respects. There's so many reports and so many stories that we could share with you. But I want you to consider just a couple of more facts for a moment. And I want to try, this is a little bit of an experiment in some respects here. And I'll either get shot or it's going to work, one or the other. But we'll blame Stephen Condy and Angie anyway, because they're taking the rap for tonight. No, they're not. But I want you to work with me for a moment. Could everybody stand up? Could everybody stand up? Now, for just a moment, you're the population of Ireland, north and south. All right? 6 million? Come on, 6.4 million. There we are. Look at you. Whoa, what a congregation we have. All right. Now, this represents the population of Ireland, north and south. All except the middle block. Middle block, and we're going to go one wing up there. I think I should go one wing as well. I'm changing it slightly here. But all except this middle block and that wing over there. Sit down. All right, you'll be up and down for a moment now, too. But stay with me. Stay with me. You can do with the exercise anyway. The half was good. Okay. All right. Now, this middle block here is the number of people left standing, is the number of children within the population of Ireland. Okay, so let's take this group and this group up here. These are all the children. Hiya, children. Okay, all right. These are all the children of Ireland. Now, let's all stand up again. Yeah, there's a point to this. Okay. Now let's pretend again for a moment that everybody here is all the children of Ireland. Okay, this is all the children of Ireland, everybody that's here. Now, all except the three front rows, 1, 2, and 3, going back to our American friends there. Okay, all right. All except the three front rows in the middle block. Can you sit down? And you're thinking, what is he up to? Well, what I'm up to is, this is in proportion to all the rest of the people in the church. Okay, and remember, all the rest were all the children of Ireland. These are the folks that CEF are reaching. If you take it into roughly in percentages, they're the folks that CEF are reaching. That is somewhere in the region of 100,000+ children. 110,000 up in those figures. Now, of course, we know that other ministries are doing a great job. So let's multiply this for a moment. And can the next three rows behind the three rows that are standing up, can you stand up for a moment? Can the next three rows? Come on. Where are we? Okay, we got three rows up. I can't see. Count the rows from here. Okay, so I've got six rows standing. All right. This is roughly the percentage of children in Ireland that are being reached. First three rows by CEF, the next three rows we'll gather with other ministries. Thank you. Can you take your seats? Now, you can still picture in your head, all of this side haven't been touched. All of this side haven't been touched. Folks over here and on that side of the gallery back there. And they're the children of Ireland that are not being reached. That are not being reached. But again, I've got to say to you, difficult, but not impossible. Not impossible. And CEF's vision, our vision as a mission, is every child, and dare I shout it, every county, every day, and that's our vision, to see them reached with the precious gospel of Jesus Christ. Every child, every county, every day. I'm now going to hand over to David, to share one more part of this program. Thank you.
You didn't think tonight you were coming to do some exercises, but it does have a serious meaning to it. When you look around, just try and balance that out in your mind. The number of children not being reached with the gospel. We're all over our island. We can talk about statistics. We can probably prove a lot of things with statistics. But those stats mean children. They mean your children. They mean nephews and nieces and cousins and grandchildren, and children playing in your streets, children giving you a bit of hassle, children out there, the children in here. We're talking about individuals made in the image of God, whom God loves, whom Jesus Christ has given his life for. That's what we mean when we say every child. Every child needs to be reached. It's our desire that we would reach every child in every county and have them in the Word of God every day. You see, we cannot pick and choose who we reach. We want to reach them all. Maybe we're surprised Jews, Turks, what was it, Urdus? Ireland is full of the world's countries. Stan, I'll give you a few examples. We had a camp recently with children from Uzbekistan, from Cameroon, from Nigeria, from South Africa, from Ghana, and dare I say it, we had a few from Ireland. The nations have come to us. You no longer have to go abroad to reach the children of the world. They're here in Ireland, and they need to hear the gospel. Every child. Doesn't matter whether they're from the poorest of backgrounds, living in a traveler's site, to the richest of backgrounds, living in a palace. They're made in the image of our God, and they need to hear the gospel. We want to reach every child. It's okay talking about numbers. I'm trying to make you think about individuals, and I've got two people coming to give two very short, simple stories tonight to show you just what we mean when we say individuals. First, I'm going to ask Rosalind Patterson, who's been added to our Dublin team recently, to tell you a story.
A few weeks before Christmas, a 12-year-old turned up at a Good News Club. He was holding a Good News Club invitation that he had found, and he asked if it would be okay if he could come in and hear more about the Bible and God. He had cycled to the Good News Club on his own, and as the Good News Club teachers talked with him, his story unfolded. He was from a Muslim background, and a few weeks earlier he had found a Bible and had started to read the Bible. And through reading the Word of God, he realized that he needed a Savior. He realized that he was a sinner, and he asked the Lord Jesus to be his Savior on his own. He now wanted to learn why he had come to the Good News Club to learn more about God. The Good News Club teachers have been able to get alongside him and answer questions, which are many. He reads his Bible and comes armed with questions every week. He's now started using the Wonder Devotional book, and through contacts, we have got him in contact with a church. Please pray that he will continue to grow in his faith.
Thanks, Rosalind. I believe in a God of miracles. That's a miracle. A little Muslim boy got his hands on a Bible and started reading it. And you know what? God spoke to him. The power of the Word. The power of God, the Holy Spirit. We've got another story which is taken from the open air. And this time, Rebecca's going to come and tell us what happened.
So it was the last club of Armagh Saoic, and as a team, we were quite nervous going, because as we were driving there, the heavens opened and the hailstones were coming down. But as we came to the park in Laurel Vale, just outside Tangergee, we brother and sister, who had been coming there all week, came over, Hannah and Aaron. And we got out of the car, and the first thing they said to us was, "How is it to become a Christian?" And we were able to tell them, and Aaron said, "See, Hannah, I told you." We asked them, "Why were you asking?" And they said, "Because we were trying to do that when we came over." So we were able to take them through the flipper flapper on the mat. and we were able to tell them how they become a how they could become a Christian. And we asked them, was this something that they wanted to do? And they both said yes. And, you know, I'd asked them, had they ever asked Jesus to be their saviour before? And Aaron said he had loads of times. But he said it was only because he was scared of hell and that he wanted to go to heaven. He says, but this week I've learned that it's so much more about that, that it's about living your life for God and realising that you've done wrong. So there on the mat in the middle of the play park, they both put their trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. And something that Aaron said in his prayer really stuck with me, and it was, you know, God, I realise I'm a sinner and that I don't deserve your forgiveness. And if you don't forgive me, I totally understand because I don't deserve to go to heaven. But I thank you that you have forgiven me. And I'm so thankful that God has forgiven them, and I pray that he will keep them as well.
Stan held up a little booklet to you about summer camps and summer activities and outreaches and SEA teams and five-day clubs. There's a result of one of them. There's a result that cannot be changed. A little boy who's trusted in Jesus Christ, whose place is secure in eternity, it can't be taken away from him because the team went. Could we be standing here next Easter and you're coming up here to tell us? I know many of our workers here, many of our volunteers could come up with story after story after story. And maybe some year that's what we should do at Easter conference. Just tell you the stories of children coming to faith in Jesus Christ. Because that's what it's about. That's why we exist. Not to build our own kingdom, but to build God's kingdom. To see heaven come down and in the lives of boys and girls manifested. Every child, every county. All these children don't live at the end of your street. They live all over this island. They live in every county. We've talked previously about 2020, and it was the vision of Philip and Denise that God put in their hearts that every county in Ireland would either have a full-time worker or a fully trained volunteer working in those counties, reaching children in every county in this island of Ireland. See, we don't have a border. You won't notice a border in the maps that we have. Hopefully. So how's 2020 progressing? Well, we're down to, we have 11 occupied now. Who's going to do the maths for me? We have 11 occupied, so what have we left? Oh, you're shy, lads. We have 15 left. 15 left. I'm going to try, hopefully, and cover them all and not leave one of them out. I'm going to name them. If you look at the map, it's up there. You see that swathe right up through the middle? Is it grey or blue? I can't see. That's grey bit coming right up through the middle. Let me start at the bottom, roughly. You have Waterford. You have Tipperary. You have Kilkenny. You have Carlow. Is one of these names going to strike home to you tonight? Is one of these names going to be put in your heart by God? Yes, I can go. I can go there. I can be one of the ones. You have Kerry. You have Clare. You have Offaly. You have Kildare. Working up the island. Meath. Westmeath. Longford, Louth, Leitrim, heading over a bit, Roscommon, and one left out down the bottom, Laois. And there's children in those counties. We thank God there's maybe some other workers from other organizations. We thank God for local churches. God will build his church. But there's still plenty to be done. There's still plenty of children who are not reached. We have workers there in some counties. And I don't really want to have to stand and tell you the next, but we have workers in counties who don't have enough support. CEF work is a faith mission. We ask God and we tell his people. And we have people working in some of these counties and they need support. We have Matt and Adele Cork who are working down in the county of Cork. Matt's going to come and share with you now about his ministry.
I'm just really glad I didn't fall up the stairs, so breathe a sigh of relief there. My name's Matt, and with my wife Adele, we work in County Cork. I'm not from Cork, I'm from England, but I'm definitely feeling more Irish than I used to. One of my favourite verses is Isaiah, verse 6-8, where the Lord is asking, who will go? And Isaiah answers, here am I, send me. It was read on Friday by Stephen. And over the last couple of years we've been working in Cork, we've really seen God's favour on us in our ministry. During term time, we're in several schools where we're given 35 to 40 minutes in each class of the school to do their religious education slot. So we teach a Bible lesson, we teach a songs, We do quizzes because you have to have some fun, and we do a memory verse, and it's absolutely brilliant. And this is for each class in each school that we're in. And one young boy who is in P3, I had asked a northern worker because our schooling is a bit different, but it's P3 I'm assured. And every week for the last 6 weeks I've been in school, before I've even said hello to the teacher, this boy shouts out from wherever he's sitting in the class, the memory verse we learned 6 weeks ago. And that's Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. We all know it. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. Truth going out. Because as you go, God touches hearts. And during the summer, we kick off with 2 weeks of SEA, Christian Youth in Action. You might not know, we go into estates, put a tarp on the floor, we do a Bible lesson, we do songs, we do quizzes, we do games. We have lots of fun. And then we do 4 weeks of camps. And last summer, during our SEA week, we had a club in quite a difficult estate. As soon as you're driving, you know this is not a nice estate. And we had 40 kids each day. We had to contend with dogs and donkeys and fighting adults. But on the last day, one of the mums came up to the team as we were tidying up. And as a leader, when you hear a parent came out to the team, you're like, okay, what's going to happen? What have they said? Or what have they done? You worry about it. But she had a card, and she had a box of chocolates. And she gave it to the team to thank them. She was thankful for what that team had done for her children that week, for the children of that estate. She was thankful for taking that time to just find out about their kids. And she told the team that week she'd seen a change in her kids, that every night they wouldn't go to sleep until they told her the Bible lesson of that day, until they told her the memory verses they were learning, until they'd sang the songs the team had sung with them. Hearts are changed when we respond and we say, here am I, send me. It can be difficult, but it's not impossible. And we're seeing God's favor in the work we're doing in Cork, amongst the children, amongst the young people. But would you partner with us in prayer for the children of Cork? Would you partner with us in financial support for the work to continue in Cork? We need more monthly support to enable us to remain working in Cork. Here am I, send me. 5 powerful words. If you're willing to make these words your prayer, they'll change your life forever. They've changed our lives as we've gone to Cork. And with God's help, it's going to change other people's lives too. Thank you.
Thanks, Matt. Matt and Adele and Darcy. Adele is expecting another little baby, and that's the reason for not being with us at this conference. We're a faith mission. We rely on you. We ask God, we tell his people. If they quite simply don't have support, they will have to leave ministry. And that county up there may go back to a different color. It's as simple as that. So if you can do anything for them, from £5 to £500 a month, whatever you can give them, please talk to them afterwards. We've also 2 more recent appointments. I'm not going to bring them up, but I'm going to ask them to stand up. With Simon and Jane Gibson, who are standing over to the side here. I'll let you up for a second and then down again. Simon and Jane and their family are appointed for Cavan, and they're on deputation at the minute, seeking to raise financial and prayerful support for Cavan. Thank you very much. And we have Linda McCauley. I'm not sure where Linda is sitting. And Linda's down the back. And Linda McCauley is in deputation for Mayo. And we pray that soon that they will be able to go, that those counties can remain green. We're focusing on the Republic, for this is 2020. But we can't express our thanks enough for the foundation we have here in Northern Ireland. We have so many works established with workers in them, with faithful volunteers, with committees set up, with finance coming in. And we put a lot of pressure in those areas to please provide meetings for the likes of these people we've mentioned, so that those people can go along and speak in churches. And that's pressure. We realize that. Because each local area is also faith supported. And they need to raise support as well in their local area. And then we're saying, look, can you take this one? Can you take that one? Like, we're thankful. If you're a committee member here tonight, if you're a chairman here tonight, if you are a deputation secretary here tonight, we thank you for what you do. We just need more of it. Maybe some of you young people, could you get together and organize a house meeting? Matt and Adele will come along and talk to you. And at a young age, you start just tithing your finance, supporting your local church, supporting your missionaries. It's tithes and offerings. We need people like you to get behind them. This year, it's a bit of a mixed emotion, because we're losing one of these counties as well. It's one of these counties that's been occupied for, I think, 43 years. David Adamson joined CEF in February 1971. Margaret became his wife and joined CEF in May 1973. David retired in 2006 after 35 years of service. Hopefully I've done my maths correctly. And Margaret plans to retire on the 1st of June this year after 43 years of service. Margaret hasn't a clue about this. I don't even know where she's sitting. But she's going to have to come up in front.
What's new?
My wife won't mind. This lady and her husband, David, were one of our first introductions to CEF. I shared that on Friday night. 43 years of service. That is amazing. Amazing. And we just want to give her a little card and a gift within it just to recognize that. We couldn't repair for that. You think of the numbers of children over the years, number of teenagers, number of five-day clubs, which is her favorite ministry. And the great thing is she's retiring, but she's not. She's retiring from CEF, but she's all planned for clubs in the summer again. So get down to Limerick and help her. Mark, I want to say thank you on behalf of former leadership like Henry and Madeline, Philip and Denise, and even David and Molly before that. I just want to say thank you, and to David as well, for your years of faithful service. We appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Dad.
If you want.
Thank you very, very much. And this is an emotional time for David and I because, well, things change and we're not opposed to change. We don't like to think that we're old fuddy-duddies who wouldn't change. But I have to say that really I wouldn't have been in CEF except for David. And I was probably dragged in the CEF, probably kicking and screaming, but at the same time, God really gave us a burden together for the boys and girls of Limerick. And I just want to thank you so much, and I want to thank God so much for his faithfulness. And as we look around us and we see all these lovely young couples joining the work and older people too joining the work, and we know that they need support, but we really believe that God is faithful and that he will supply their need. He certainly supplied our need, and we really thank and praise God for that. Thank you.
Every child, every county. What do we mean by every day? Well, we want the children to be in God's Word every day. We believe the Bible is sufficient. And we can even get the Bible into the hands of the children. We heard that with Avril today. We heard it with Jeremiah. We've heard how even getting the Bible down through satellite and downloading it. If we can get the Bible into the hands of children and get them reading it. We have the example of the little Muslim boy coming to club through it. We believe it's sufficient. And we want to enhance that in whatever way we can. We want to enhance that by providing good literature. We've been advertising some of that literature. There's good material out there. We want to provide devotional books, these little books here. The church I'm in Lurgan just recently asked me about, they're trying to provide a believer's pack. They're seeing people coming to faith, and they want a believer's pack for children, and they're going to use this little booklet every day with God. It's a new one. And I think it's a series of four, is that correct, Stephen? So get your hands on them. If you've got a grandchild, if you've got a nephew, and they don't have any, give them a present of them and get it into their hands. We want to provide good songs. Stephen's writing songs. We're using new songs. Do you know the power of songs? You know, if I could sing, I would start, but I could sing some of the Beatles songs. I could sing songs that you've never heard, groups you've never heard of from the late 60s and the 70s. It comes on the radio, I know every word. You probably experience the same. The power of song. So that's why it's so important. That's why it's so vital that the songs we sing with the children have something decent in them. They're not just catchy jingles. We want them to enjoy the songs, but we want to teach them as well. So we're providing good songs. And of course, the word. Memory verse, Stephen McQuilkin was strong in this. Henry was strong in this. Philip was strong in this. I think they're setting the pattern. I better be strong on it too. We want to teach memory verses. And even for you, what happens when we get to 9, 10, 11 or something? We stop learning memory verses. Stop learning the scriptures. We need to learn. We want to provide good literature. We want to provide training. Through the CMLC, the Children's Ministry Leadership Course, and we're providing that here in Ireland to try and get more people involved here in Ireland. It's not an Irish CMLC, it's a CMLC in English language, but it's open to anyone who wants to come. But we're hoping many come from Ireland and even from the Republic of Ireland. Wouldn't it be great? It's Angie's vision that maybe someone she reaches in a training course in the Republic of Ireland comes to CMLC and goes back to their own county to reach their own children in that county. TCEs, teaching children effectively, a 30-hour training course. We worked in Waterford for 10 years, and sad to say, when we left Waterford, there was very little left behind except those we had trained. As workers, if we're doing it all ourselves, it won't build. We need to train and equip others so that they can carry on. So if anything happens, any of us, we're taken out of it for any reason, the work goes on and children are reached. Summer outreach training course. Many of you young people have been on it. We've one in Ocean View, we've one in Seaview. A great week of teaching. Some of you were listening to Andrew Lamberton last night, Claire's brother. Andrew leading the worship last night. He came 5 times the training week. We couldn't get rid of him. Out of that, he was very slow in taking it up. Andrew just loved it. And he wasn't slow in taking it up. He was excellent. He was a lovely guy to have around. Now he's gone on with God. And others we hear of coming to training week, going on with God. Maybe not in CEF. I don't care. If it is CEF, brilliant. It's wherever God wants them to go to. And wherever God uses them. And then we have super seminars as well, where we can use certain courses, certain classes where church can pick. We want to train. We want to have all year-round ministry. We don't want to be just a summer hit-and-run team, rushing in, doing a club, and rushing out again. We want to disciple children. The same grow, the same going on with God. That opportunity all year round. Getting them into God's Word through Good News Clubs, our Junior Youth Challenges, our camps, whatever way we can, keeping that contact with young people, getting them into the Word of God every day. There's a few statistics coming up for you. Last year, with 275 Good News Clubs, I think it comes up reaching 6,000 children. 44 Junior Challenges, reaching 600. Schools, 592 classes and assemblies lumped in together, reaching 56,380. That's a powerful figure. But it's also a bit scary. Schools could close quickly. We don't want them to. We want to take the opportunity while we can. Philip and Denise, the division of building a schools team. That we had a team just concentrating, going into schools, reaching them while we can. You know, we need to realize rich children are not saved children. But reverently speaking, that's not our job. Our job's to evangelize. Our job's to go out with the gospel. Our job's to share the message. And reverently speaking, it's left with God. God is the one who saves, not CEF. and we want to reach children. We want to see these ministries grow. We'd love to see our Good News Clubs grow. They're a core ministry. We want to see boys and girls reached. Will you continue to pray with us? You'd have found one of these in your seat. Take it home with you. Pray. Ask God to answer our vision of every child, every county, every day. If you want any further information on that, please come and talk to me afterwards. And quite simply put, to sum that report up, we need you. We need you with us in many, many ways.